From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We were planning to spend our entire program today on the latest in and out of Ukraine, and we will be focusing on that later on. But in light of news that broke Friday, much closer to home, we're starting off the show with a remembrance. State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign spent his entire life in public service in central Illinois. Born in Gibson City, he earned his undergraduate degree at Illinois State University and went on to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for law school. He later worked as an assistant state's attorney in Champaign County before becoming a state senator in 2015 to fill out the term of then-state senator Mike Frericks, who had just been elected Illinois treasurer. Bennett was elected in his own right in 2016 and was re-elected in 2020 and again last month. Most recently, he played a key role in changes to a major piece of criminal justice legislation known as the Safety Act. State Senator Scott Bennett died Friday at the age of 45, relating to complications of a large, apparently undiagnosed, brain tumor. We asked members of our texting group to share their memories of Senator Bennett. Abby in Urbana told us she knew Bennett and his wife both through work and in his personal life. She said, quote, "I've had wonderful exchanges with the family, but something I always noticed was how Scott and Stacy adore their children. It was visible in their interactions and on social media. Even though Scott worked in the Senate, he will always be a dad first in my eyes. He will be sorely missed, and his void will be difficult to fill." Joining us now to talk about the life and legacy of State Senator Bennett is Chapin Rose, a Republican state senator from Mahomet near Bennett's district. Senator Rose, welcome to the 21st show to you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm sorry it's under such terrible circumstances.
Absolutely. And we are also joined today by State Treasurer Michael Frericks, who again preceded Bennett in the Senate. Treasurer Frericks, welcome back to you as well.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Just not under these circumstances.
Of course. So I want to begin by asking each of you to just talk a little bit about your experiences working with State Senator Bennett and Senator Rose. I'll begin with you.
Yeah, look, love Scotty. He was such a great guy and always, he and I always were laughing about something. And I'll tell you what, I want to get out of the work for a minute and just talk about the initial text comment you had. The part I most enjoyed is I'd see him around town. We'd pick our kids up at the Y, and we'd always joke with each other that we ought to be exercising instead of picking our kids up. Or I'd see him at BW3's on a Saturday watching football with his kids while we were trying to get our kids out of the house and let our wives have a break. He was just such a good all-around guy. And he was a state senator, but he was way more than that.
Do you talk about meeting him for the first time? What was your first experience getting to know him?
Well, it was right after Mike Treasurer Frericks took office, and I knew of Scott, met him a couple times before that, but in the Senate chamber, and it's just he's smile, laugh, could literally light up a room, and I'll just say this: for the time they got to work with him. For the citizens of Champaign County or East Central Illinois, it was never Republican or Democrat. It was just, hey, let's figure this out and get it done. And I got a couple of good stories maybe we can share later in the program.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Treasurer Frericks, let me bring you into the conversation now. Do you remember your first meeting with Senator Bennett?
I do. I met him. I was at the Urbana Farmers Market campaigning, and he was someone who he and his wife had recently moved back to the area. And wanted to get involved, and we sort of hit it off. But I really got to know his wife first and better. We were both taking a class at the University of Illinois when I was auditing, while taking a class higher education, graduate school, and then really got to become good friends with him. And in this business, we all have a lot of friends. We throw the term around loosely. We throw around widely. I've got a work friend, I've got a political friend, I got a lobbyist friend. There's always sort of a clarifier around it. But Scott was a true friend, a personal friend. And so it's tough for me to separate the work from the person. I'd probably say that I have hundreds of friends in life, but my true closest friends, I can count on one hand. And Scott would have been on that hand. So, yes, he was great to work with. Yes, I was very happy to have him replace me in the state Senate. I thought he had a great job. We worked very closely together. But much more important to me was the time we spent not discussing public service or politics.
Senator Chapin Rose, in your statement about his death, you said the world needs more Scott Bennett's. Say more about that.
Yeah, look, again, the humor, I think that comes to everyone's top of mind, but his ability to work professionally with everybody, you know, it was amazing how he could go about his day-to-day work and, you know, put people in a room, figure out a solution, and have everybody coming away happy, you know, and really just the professionalism of how he did his work and the humor with which he brought to it, the self-deprecating humor, you know, and just the ability to bring people together. And we just need more fun and frivolity and people working together for the right reasons and less of the vitriol and acrimony. And that's all I was meant by that statement. We need more guys like Scotty and everywhere, not just government, but across the board. He's just a genuine good guy.
Well, we have a little bit of audio. Yeah, go ahead, Treasurer, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to add to that. I think people comment on the humor, but I think the humor frequently was a lubricant. It was a social grease to sort of calm some of those tensions. If you get people laughing in a room, if you can relate to them at a more fundamental level, then maybe they're less likely to be acrimonious or problems out there. But Senator Rose said something about he could bring everyone together. He could bring them together, but that didn't mean like everyone always agreed. I mean, if you looked at the most recent debate on the Safety Act, he was getting attacked from the left and from the right. However, I think that's, you know, as Scott felt like, if you were getting attacked from both sides, you probably were doing something to promote democracy. If both sides were upset, then you probably were helping to reach a political compromise that could keep our country, our state, stitched together. And I think his sense of humor sort of helped to ease in that process.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and for the beginning of our program today, we are remembering the late State Senator Scott Bennett, who died Friday at the age of 45, owing to complications from an undiagnosed brain tumor. We're speaking with State Senator Chapin Rose and State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, a Republican and a Democrat who knew him well. And since we're on the subject of his work and his professional life, we have some audio from an interview that University of Illinois Professor Lamont Holden conducted with Senator Bennett. It was on the 21st Show. I happened to be off that week. Professor Holden was filling in for me. Let's take a listen. This is about Senator Bennett's stance on marijuana.
Let's talk about cannabis. Which way did you vote on cannabis legalization and record expungement?
So I voted for the legalization of cannabis and for record expungement. As a prosecutor, when I came into the General Assembly, I was against it. And it's something that when people come to my office, I would just say, look, I'm for medical marijuana, but I don't think we should go all the way to legalization. And it took a long time to try to study it, to talk about the state. I talked to legislators in California and in Colorado and tried to see like, all right, all the sky is going to fall stuff you read about. Is that what's happened where we've tried it? And ultimately, where I came down was that I couldn't delineate a big difference between alcohol and marijuana for adults.
Yeah.
That, you know, there is a social acceptability to somebody working a day and then going and sitting in a neighborhood bar and having a beer or having a cookout with their friends.
Right.
But it's a totally different thing if somebody wants to use cannabis, again, in the privacy of their own homes as adults. I think there's a racial component to that. There's also a generational component to that. I have teenage cousins in a nearby community, and I'd said to them, you know, when they were in high school, hey, look, I drank beer when I was in high school too. Just make sure you don't drive. And one of them said to me, like, I don't touch alcohol. It makes you sick, but I smoke marijuana every day.
Yeah.
I think there's a generational component too, that they would prefer to do that than alcohol. And yet we legally say it's totally fine as long as you're not getting in a car.
Right.
But marijuana, suddenly we're going to come and arrest large groups of people for arguably the same offense. And interestingly enough, most law enforcement officers were for it. They would say to me, half of my interactions with the community are based on alcohol,
right,
but very few of them are based on cannabis.
State Senator Chapin Rose, I imagine you occasionally, if not often, found yourself on opposing sides of policy issues. But when you hear that clip, what does it tell you about the way Senator Bennett thought through policy issues?
No, he was very thoughtful, but I tell you, I'm a little jarred right now because it's the first time I've heard his voice since all this happened. That said, you know, look, he was very thoughtful on policy, and could always it's one of the best parts. He could always explain his rationale. I also tell you, though, sometimes this is a classic story. He and I had a bill. It was for a Champaign County situation, and Treasurer Ferris will appreciate when I say this. It was an important bill, but it was only important to a very small segment of the county and really only one or two entities. And Scott and I both had our dance cards full. In other words, our legislative priorities had already been set in stone for the year. And this was a late request that came to us from the county. And we're both looking at it, trying to say, man, we really don't have time to get this done, but it needs to get done. And we just looked at you and said, well, how are we going to get this done? Who's going to do it? And he says, well, why don't we flip for it? So he literally flipped a coin in my office and he lost. So he carried the bill. But, you know, the bottom line is the policy was important, but how you conduct yourself in advocating policy, advancing policy, and making your case, I think is frankly just as important, if not more important. And, you know, Scott was always able to explain his position on any bill. And he often, as Mike pointed out earlier, he often did it with humor. But sometimes, you know, that helps people understand, you know, why he may have a position that isn't entirely in line with their position. Or, you know, I just think, you know, his ability to grasp those issues, and look, being a trained lawyer, having been a prosecutor for as many years as he was, having to think fast on his feet, that all helped. But his sense of humor was innate. That's not something he was born with, that, and it served him well. And you know, that story about flipping a coin over which one of us was going to take the bill was, I'll never forget that. That was really funny.
Treasurer Frakes, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think what that shows is something I knew about Scott. I think as elected official, you have to have a certain moral compass. There are things you stand for. If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. You'll be pushed around. But at the same time, you can't be so rigid in your own personal beliefs that you can't listen to other people and that you can't learn. And I think what that shows is a senator who grew up in Gibson City in a different era, definitely came to this business with a certain set of beliefs, but actively went out and tried to learn. Find people from a different background, different perspective, some of the different set of experiences, like people from other states, and learn from it. And I think he did, and I think that's one of the things that made him a great legislator.
I think we have another clip. Go ahead, please.
Can I say one other quick thing on that? I think this is important to add, and I appreciate the context there of having Scott with one position, maybe me with a different position. But, you know, I think Mike will completely agree with this. One of the things that people need to know, when it came to Champaign County, Central Illinois issues, we were always together. When it came to the Muhammad Aquifer, you know, he'd call me up and say, hey, I've been asked to do this. I'd call him and say, hey, I think I'm going to do this. And I think, you know, virtually every one of the Muhammad Aquifer protection bills that passed, you know, he and I were the two, either he was the lead sponsor and I was the chief co, or I was the lead sponsor and he was the chief co. And, you know, I think it's important to really point out how, you know, there's this view in the public at Springfield is just always acrimony and people bickering, when the reality is most of the bills that pass are unanimous. And so I really just want to underscore just how good he was to work with for East Central Illinois, Vermilion County, Champaign County. You know, there wasn't the whole partisan divide. There wasn't any of that stuff. It was just, hey, let's get this done. Right down to the point of occasionally flipping a coin to see who's going to do it.
Yeah, and we got a few other text messages from listeners along these very same lines. Jim in Danville told us, shocked and saddened by Senator Bennett's passing. He was a great champion for all caps, all of his constituents, and will be sorely missed. Ann in Urbana told us, surprised and saddened to hear this news. When I told my husband, he said, that's awful. He was a good guy. At a time when political integrity has taken a major hit, Senator Bennett was one of the good ones. And then just during the show, Randy from Peoria County said, as a farmer, my great respect for him comes when I saw him getting things done without making others upset. Gibson City is home to one of the few ag manufacturing companies that survives. I believe he is part of why. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back on the 21st show. We are speaking with State Senator Chapin Rose and State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, remembering their late colleague, State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign, who died Friday at the age of 45. More to come in just a moment. If you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455 is the number to do so. 800-222-9455. This is the 21st show. Stay with us. It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the first part of our program today, we are remembering the late Senator, State Senator Scott Bennett, who died Friday at the age of 45, relating to complications from an undiagnosed brain tumor. We're talking about him with two people who worked with him in Illinois government, State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, who preceded Bennett in the Senate representing Champaign-Urbana, and State Senator Chapin Rose, a Republican from Mahomet, which is near Senator Bennett's district. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. And I thought I would begin our second part of our conversation now with a clip, another clip. This is also from Lamont Holden from the University of Illinois School of Music. He interviewed Senator Bennett on the 21st show as a substitute host for me. And he had developed a personal relationship with the state senator after the protests over the police killing of George Floyd back in the year 2020. And he sent us, he couldn't join us for the program today, but he did send us this remembrance. Let's listen to this.
The first time I came to know Senator Bennett, I was actually living in Atlanta at the time. I was teaching at University of Illinois from distance. And I was interviewed by the News Gazette during the George Floyd protests just to get some perspective about from Black voices in the community. And the News Gazette published that article. And Scott Bennett's office clipped it and sent it to me. You know, I mean, if I'm being honest, when there is a white person claiming to be an ally, I'm a little skeptical. And that's not, it has nothing to do with Senator Bennett. It has more to do with, you know, what I've seen in this country. And so once I understood that's kind of what they do. They find a community member in the, you know, in the paper and they send them the article. So I wanted to reach out and begin a dialogue because I'm involved in the community. I just wanted to see in what ways he'd be willing to care for and act on the behalf of Black people. And so one, I appreciated that we sat down, we had coffee, and we just talked, you know what I mean? And that's something you don't often hear of a public servant doing, and we just shared ideas and perspectives, and I thought that was amazing.
Treasurer Frerichs, when you hear that, what does that say about the relationship that Senator Bennett had with his constituents?
I think it's further proof of why he was a great legislator. When there was a search being done for someone to replace me, I had several conversations with him. I felt very confident he could do the job, and I'm reminded by those last two texts that came in. The guy from Danville who said he represented all constituents. I think sometimes Vermilion County feels like they get the short end of the stick and people don't pay attention to them. I made that known to him, and I would say even though they were less than half of his district, he spent probably at least half of his time over in Vermilion County. He made a very conscious effort to represent all constituents. And I think, you know, that comment from the guy from farmer from Peoria also was very important. Senator Bennett, you know, there are people in politics who love to toot their own horns, to get in the newspaper. He was very involved in agriculture issues, but he didn't talk an awful lot about why. He grew up in Gibson City. His family has a farming background. Every fall, he'd take time off to go work on the family farm, but he didn't put out press releases. He didn't invite television cameras out to do this. That's just how he went about his work, about his business, and it's why I think so many people are texting in good, positive stories, because he was just a great guy.
Senator Rose, anything you want to add to that?
You know, I was just thinking of that farm story. You know, he was very proud of the fact that he'd go back and haul grain. You know, talk about having a CDL and all this, you know, whatnot. What a you know, kind of a different you know, worldview. And you know, I think Scott's ability to just interrelate with anybody was such a gift, and you know, made it, he's so likable. I mean, I'll go back to, you know, about the only time I ever saw the guy terse. It was kind of funny, because usually we go to the U of I with issues. Scott and I would go together, and you know, he'd play good cop and I'd play bad cop, and I think we both kind of relished our roles. But one day, Tim Clean, the U of I president, said something, and Scott got kind of hot under the collar, and I looked at him, I was like, wow, what's going on here? And then he looks at me afterwards, goes, hey, that was kind of fun. Can I do that? Can I play bad cop again? You know, but he always had that great sense of humor. And you know, like I said, I want to get out of the whole work thing in the state Senate. The best interactions I had with Scott were standing at the YMCA waiting to pick our kids up. Like I said, Buffalo Wild Wings. And I think that's where everybody's got that story. You know, the Danville comment, the Urbana comment. I mean, everybody met him somewhere other than Springfield and just genuinely liked him. And because he was genuinely likable. And that's, you know, that's about the best I can say. I mean, he was just a great guy.
Well, then I think that's a good place on which to end our conversation. State Senator Chapin Rose and State Treasurer Michael Furex, thank you so much for being with us to remember your friend and colleague, State Senator Scott Bennett.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.